This is your two-minute drill presented by University Hospitals. When the Browns hit the field in London last week, they were at their unhealthiest of the season, especially on defense. Four defensive starters and a major contributor were on the sidelines as the Browns gave it their all, but simply ran out of the gas in a 33-16 loss. When the Browns get back from a bye week and head to Detroit, they may very well be the healthiest they've been all season on defense, and it starts with Myles Garrett, who is out of concussion protocol and ready to make an impact on a defensive line that needs his pass rushing specialty and ability to get to the quarterback on a regular basis. He estimates that when he takes the field against the Lions, he will be at his peak performance when he tries to bring down Matthew Stafford and disrupts a Lions offense that can be very disruptive through the air. Back in the secondary, the Browns could be getting back both Jabril Peppers and Jason McCourty. McCourty is dealing with an ankle injury, and Jabril Peppers is dealing with a toe injury that has limited him and kept him off the field and also simultaneously hurt the Browns on punt and kick returns, where he's been solid and reliable all season long. The interior of the Browns' defensive line might be the deepest position group on the entire team, but even they were affected by injuries this past week. Trevin Coley and Larry Ogunjobi were both out as the Browns tried to stop the Minnesota running attack and did a pretty good job with it. The team continues to rank among the NFL's best in rush defense, and they'll be even better prepared to stop the Lions' ground game if Coley and Ogunjobi can make their return in Detroit. If the Browns get all these players back, it'll be just the second time this season that they enter a game with the starting defensive lineup that they had hoped to have for the season opener way back in September. Keep it locked on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for all the latest updates during the bye week.